I wonder if I might make this suggestion to us. Some of us were talking at lunch. We have two words in verses 19 and 20 that are responsive words based on the teaching that has gone on before. So I think that we would perhaps be good to start at verse 19. And we're going to ask a brother to read chapter 2 for us. We may emphasize some parts of chapter 2 more than others, but let's not leave where we've been, where the fields have been rich, without getting the gain of the wherefores in this. So maybe somebody would read chapter 2 for us in its completion.
James chapter 2, and verse 1. My brethren, do not have the faith of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory, with respect of persons. For if there come unto you, unto your synagogue, a man with a gold ring and a splendid apparel, and a poor man also come in vile apparel, and ye look upon him who wears a splendid apparel, and say, Do thou sit here well, and say to the poor, Do thou stand there, or sit here under my footstool? Have ye not made a difference among yourselves, and become judges having evil thoughts? Hear, my beloved brethren, has not God chosen the poor as to the world, rich in faith, as and heirs of the kingdom which he has promised to them that love him? But ye have despised the poor man. Do not the rich oppress you, and do not they drag you before the tribunals? And do not they blaspheme the excellent name which has been called upon you? If indeed ye keep the royal law according to the scripture, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself, ye do well. But if ye have respect of persons, ye commit sin, being convicted by the law as transgressors. For whoever shall keep the whole law and shall offend in one point, he has come under the guilt of breaking all. For he who said, Thou shalt not commit adultery, said also, Thou shalt not kill. Now if thou dost not commit adultery, but killest, thou art become transgressor of the law. So speak ye, and so act, as those that are to be judged by the law of liberty. For judgment will be without mercy to him that has shown no mercy. Mercy glories over judgment. What is the profit, my brethren, if anyone say he have faith, but have not works? Can faith save him? Now if a brother or sister is naked and destitute of daily food, and one from amongst you say to them, Go in peace, be warmed and filled, but give not to them the needful things for the body, what is the profit? So also faith, if it have not works, is dead by itself. But someone will say, Thou hast faith, and I have works. Show me thy faith without works, and I from my works will show thee my faith. Thou believest that God is one. Thou doest well. The demons even believe and tremble. But wilt thou know, O vain man, that faith without works is dead? Was not Abraham our father justified by works when he had offered Isaac his son upon the altar? Thou seest that faith wrought with his works, and that by works faith was perfected. And the scripture was fulfilled, which says, Abraham believed God, and it was reckoned to him as righteousness, and he was called friend of God. Ye see that a man is justified on the principle of works, and not on the principle of faith only. But was not in like manner also Rahab the harlot justified on the principle of works, when she had received the messengers and put them forth by another way? For as the body without a spirit is dead, so also faith without works is dead.
We ended speaking this morning in verse 18 of the wonder of the work of God, of His own will. Begat He us with the word of truth, and this was His aim in view, that we should be a kind of first fruits of His creatures. Then I come to this wonderful little word, wherefore. And I might ask myself, well, what does that do? What does that mean placed here at this time? Well, it gives me something to do. Wherefore, my beloved brethren, then I get this instruction, let every man be swift to hear. And we know by nature we're swift to speak, swift to hear, slow to speak. By nature, we're exactly the opposite. And then how many of us are quick to wrath, quick with a judgment that would hurt others, you see? Slow, swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath, for the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God. I know some want to say more on that, but then again, there's another wherefore. Two wherefores. If we want to be a kind of first fruits of His creatures, two wherefores that will give us guidance as to how God would work in and through us that this would be true.
There's a will that is spoken of here, and I believe it is the only right will that we have in the Scriptures. In verse 18, of His own will begat He us. So what we've had up till now is really the getting away from our own will and submitting everything unto God. Now, He gives an expression, His will. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above. By His own will begat He us. What a gift. That it was His will from above, that good gift, that we should be called the sons of God. So now that we are sons of God, wherefore? What is the result? Where do we go from here? Wherefore, in verse 19, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath. If my will is broken, if it's gone, and if it's only now God's will that is before my heart, and to accomplish all that He puts before me, then let every man be swift to hear. Now, that's to hear and to be directed by the Spirit of God. To hear what the Spirit says. That's what I want to hear. Not to hear all kinds of other noises and words and thoughts from all different areas. But what does the Spirit say to me? That's what I want to hear as directed by God. So, swift to hear and slow to speak. And so now, if I have anything to say, it's not directed by, hey, I want to say this, I want to do that. But what is to be said is, again, that which is directed by the Spirit of God and can only be the grace of God that has been spoken forth, because there's nothing left. Self-will is set aside. Now it's only the will of God that would be spoken out, directed by the Spirit of God, which is what we've taken in and heard by the Spirit of God, and that's all that would be said.